Hey guys, it's Psychology Babe, and today I'm going to talk to you about living with pain. And I want to talk to you about you have to choose your pain. You have to choose the pain that you're willing to live with. A lot of times when we're in situations, relationships, or whatever, they're hurting us. You know, they're making us sad, they're making us cry. We're always upset, or we're always just, you know, it doesn't feel good. It's not a situation that's making us feel good. Whether there's infidelity or there's just the person's just wishy-washy and can't make up their mind what they want. So you're always in limbo and you're never really sure where you stand, or there's physical abuse, whatever it is. All of these things, they hurt us. So we're living with pain. So you have to decide if you want to leave and get out of that situation. But sometimes people don't want to leave because that's going to cause you pain too. You know what I mean? If you decide to leave and you have to be without this person, it's going to cause you pain to leave them. But you have to decide if you want to live with the pain of just being in the relationship. So you live with this constant pain, you're hurting all of the time, or you want to live with the pain of recovery, of getting better. Because I will tell you, if you leave, it is going to hurt. I'm not going to lie about that. When you love someone, you have to go through a grieving process. You have to let go. And it's hard to tell yourself to let go of something that you've been holding on to for so long, or to a person that you thought was going to be your forever person. When you have this image in your mind that this is your person, you know, to the end, this is your choice, you know, they're the one. It's hard to then retrain your brain and say, well, no, this is not the one. No, this is not the person that they're not who I thought they were. So you have to think about the pain that you're going to go through if you let them go. So there's a choice to make. Do you want to keep living with the pain that you're feeling right now? Or do you want to live with the pain of recovery? Because at least then you know that you're going to get better. You know that things will get better. It's going to hurt for a little while. It is. It's going to hurt for a little while. But then you know that you're going to get better. So you have to decide which one you're willing to live with. And sometimes people will live with pain forever. You know, I heard this really great sermon, and the pastor was preaching about the fact that he had to have back surgery, but he put it off forever and ever and ever because he just didn't want to get it done. You know, he didn't want to have surgery. He didn't want to have to, you know, that's a scary thing. There's always risks involved with surgery, but he was suffering from this tremendous back pain. But at the same time, it was like something has to be done because it was just getting increasingly worse. And he had to just make up his mind, you know, yeah, I'm going to have pain when I recover, because, you know, you're going to have to be down for a while. You're going to need assistance. You're going to need people to help you. You're not going to be able to do things on your own. Recovery can be a long process, and sometimes it can be hard, but eventually, he had to make a decision to go through the pain of recovery because he just couldn't tolerate that pain anymore of hurting, you know, of it just constantly hurting and causing pain. And so that's how life is, and that's how relationships are. In your life, you have to make these decisions. Am I going to continue to just live with something that I know is just draining me and hurting me and is detrimental to me? Like, when it starts to get to a point where being with someone is, it hurts you more than it makes you happy, like you're just sad all of the time, it's time to leave. Like, I don't care if there's a little joy, or if, oh, well, it's not always like this. You know, some days, like you have 7 days and 2 days out of the seven. Well, sometimes it's okay. It's not so bad sometimes. What you're doing is rationalizing. And you are bargaining with your life. You're saying, I'm only worth 2 days of happiness. You know what I mean? But the other 5 days, and truthfully, sometimes something else that I've learned is a lot of times we think that we're in love with some people, and it's not really love though. You're not really in love with them. You're attached to them. And there's a difference, because people will be like, well, of course, if you love someone, you're attached. No, there's a difference. You're just attached to them. Your spirits and you've just become attached. You know, that's like when someone love bombs you. They love bomb you so that you develop this attachment, this need for them. So as you go along in the relationship, you're really not, when they start treating you bad and the relationship just gets worse and worse, you're not really still in love with them because you see who they are, but you have that attachment. And that's why you have to break those. That's why people have soul ties. You have to do what you have to do to get away from that, because you're, in your mind, you're thinking that you still love this person, but that's not what it is. It's not. And you have this fear of being without them. You're so afraid to be without them. You know, what am I going to do without them? You know, what am I going to do when they're not here? And I'm going to be sad and I'm going to be alone. But I will tell you something. Aren't you sad and alone when you're with them? Because a lot of times you can be in relationships and you can still be sad and alone. Because if the person is treating you any kind of way, if they're not showing you any respect, any care, any loyalty, if they're running around cheating on you, or they're just emotionally distant and they're not giving you what you need, aren't you still sad and alone? And think about that. People are so afraid to just look at being without the person. You know, they don't even want to consider it. But I'm asking you to consider and stop being afraid of what else is out there. You don't have to settle. You don't. Realize that there's a whole life outside of this person. And I get it. You know, your feelings are involved, your heart's involved, you know, and you're fighting with your mind and your heart, because your mind knows that you need to leave this person alone. Your mind knows, because you know what? You're a smart person. You know, you are smart and you are capable and you think logically, you know. So sometimes we beat ourselves up because we're like, why can't I break free from this person? I'm smart. You know, I'm capable. I don't know why I can't let this person go, but it's your heart and it's the love that you have for this person. And it's that soul tie that now you've gotten connected to this person. So you have to take steps to break that. You really do. And you can look those up on ways to do that. But you gotta look at the possibility of your life without this person. There's more to life than them. I want you to hear me. Don't hold on to something that is bringing you down or holding you back. Because when you hold on to this, you can't flourish. You can't, because all of your thoughts and everything you do is based around this person. Your whole life is based around this person. You're trying to make them happy. You're trying to figure out what you can do to make them happy or to make them stay or to get them to come back. You have to let go of that. You've got to choose which pain you're willing to live with. And I will tell you something, the pain of recovery, it's going to be hard. I'm not going to say that it's not, but you can do it. Because once you come out the other side, at least you know with that pain that you're going to recover. It might take a little time, but if you don't do anything, guess what? You're going to have to live with that pain. Like if he didn't decide to have surgery, he was going to have to live with that pain forever, right? His back wasn't going to get any better. In fact, it probably was going to get worse. So he was going to have to live with this pain. And that's exactly what's going to happen in your relationship. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. So you have to do it. You have to do it. And you have to live with the pain of recovery. You have to leave. You have to have the surgery, so to say. You really do. Because at least then you know you have a chance to recover. Don't stay in things because you're afraid. Don't. Let me tell you something. The only fear is what you think You know, you mess with your own mind by being fearful, by thinking, if I let this person go, I'm never going to find anyone else, or I have to start all over again, or I have to. That's okay. You know, we worry so much about time, and I'm not trying to say that like you don't need to be mindful of time, but not in the way that you think. You know, we worry about time so much, like, oh, I only have this much time and I need to do it because I'm getting older and because I'm doing this. Don't worry about any of that. You have all the time you need and you're not going anywhere until it's your time. And so I'm just saying, don't be fearful. I don't care what your age is. Don't say, oh, I'm this age and I don't want to have to start over. And I don't want to. So you just want to live in misery because of your age? You're as young as you feel. If you take care of yourself, because there are people who are older and they feel 20 years old. They feel 30 years old, no matter how old they are. Because they take care of themselves and because they're happy and because they don't have drama in their life. You're as old as you feel. So don't just go by a number. That doesn't matter. It's not too late. And you can get out of whatever you want to get out of. I don't care what your age is, even if you're younger. People are so stuck on just staying in something because it's what they know. And people have a fear of the unknown. And I get it, because you don't know what's going to happen. You're scared. You don't want to let go. I get it. But you have to, because on the other side of that is something wonderful, something amazing. And you can't reach it and you can't get to it until you let go of what you're holding on to. You're never going to know that it's there. See, that's why you have to love yourself. It's why you have to develop this relationship with God. It's why you have to know that if you trust Him, He's going to make a way for you. See, that's when we're believing in ourselves and we're trying to do everything on our own. That's why you have the fear. That's why you're so afraid. But when you know that there's going to be someone there to help you and to guide you, and He's not going to let you fail. You have to just trust, though. That's where trust and faith comes in. That if I let go of this person, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be all right. Just know that and trust that. Know who you are. Love who you are. Know where you come from. Know what you have inside of you. And when you know those things, it's a game changer. I'm telling you, when you begin to understand who you really are, and what you have inside you, you stop fearing things and you start understanding that there is nothing that you cannot do if you just believe and have faith. But you have to know that. And I know people hear a lot of times people say, oh, know who you are. But it's deeper than that. I don't just mean like know who you are as a person. That's good too. But I'm speaking deeper than that. You have to know who you are. And you have to know what's inside of you, what lives inside of you. And just understand that you don't have to be afraid. You really don't. You don't have to be afraid. You have everything that you need. You're going to be okay. And if you don't, look to God and ask Him to give you the strength to get through it. And I promise you, He will. I promise you, He will. And just try it. What do you have to lose? Because you're already miserable. You're already sad. You already feel bad. You're going through all of this pain. You put yourself through all of this pain. So why not live with the pain of recovery, knowing that you're going to get better? So think about that the next time you want to leave, but you stop yourself because you're afraid. Say, you know what? I choose to live with the pain of recovery. I'm going to choose to move forward because at least I know that it's going to be hard for a little while. And I'm going to mourn the loss of this person, grieve it, you know, because they're no longer there. It's very hard. I get it. When you talk to someone every day, when you see someone every day, you spend all this time together and some people live together. Some people are married, whatever. And so you talk to this person every day. You have them in your life. It is hard to then go to not talking to this person at all, not seeing them, not talking to them. But I will tell you, you have to choose you. You have to choose yourself. And that's not selfish. People are always going to try to make you feel selfish when you choose yourself. But people have got to start understanding that you have to choose yourself in order to choose other people. It's not until you can really choose yourself and love yourself, like be able to stand on your own, that you can choose other people. Because if you're not whole in who you are and you don't believe in who you are and that I can stand on my own without anyone, all you're going to do is hurt other people that you bring into your life. It's the truth. People need to heal. Heal whatever trauma is hurting you. And stay alone to do that. See, the problem is a lot of people, they don't want to heal that. They don't. They feel it and they know it's there. They're making choices based off of abandonment issues, you know, all kinds of issues. People have issues, but they don't want to deal with them. So the easiest thing for them to do is to just bring someone else into their life who can take their mind off of whatever they suffered with. Well, this person makes me feel better. They make me feel good so I don't have to think about it. That's why a lot of people need attention. They have to have attention. People who cheat a lot, people who go from person to person to person, they have to have attention because they didn't get attention when they were younger. Or they always had to fight for attention. Most of the time it was because they didn't get any. So they need that feedback from people. They need to feel wanted. So they're always out looking for someone and they're always cheating. But truthfully, none of it ever makes them feel better. I mean, it may sugarcoat it for a little while, but it never heals it. So they still always have this feeling of abandonment, or they always think that the person's going to leave. So they do things to make the person leave. See, it's just a vicious cycle. And until people can really understand and get to the root cause of what they're doing, you're never going to heal it. You're just going to repeat it. You either want to heal or you want to repeat. And you just have to take that time to be alone to do that. That's really the only way you can heal. Because when you're with other people, it's a distraction. It is. Because you're focused on them and you're focused on the relationship. So all I'm saying is when you do break up with someone or you're no longer in a relationship or whatever happens, they break up with you, just take the time to be alone and say, why am I choosing this type of person? Why am I choosing people who leave me or who cheat? Or if you're the person doing all of these things, who's the cheater or the liar? Take the time to say, why, you know, do my work relationships never work out? Why do I cheat so much? Why do I lie so much? Take the time to stay alone to figure that out so that you don't jump into something else and continuously keep hurting people that love you. Because in the end, they're always going to continue to leave you. You push people away when you continuously hurt them, but they don't understand why people leave them. They're just like, and then that just reinforces the feeling of I'm not good enough. See, they always felt like they were never good enough. They were abandoned by whoever, mom, dad, both, or whoever. So it's like they have this fear of being abandoned, but they do things to actually make people abandon them. And then that just reinforces, see, I know I wasn't good enough. I know I'm not good enough. That's why people always leave me. And so they just overcompensate for everything when they're in the relationship. But at the same time, they lie and they cheat and they do all of these things to make the person leave. It's just a vicious cycle. And then for the people who attract people like that, you've got to ask yourself, what is it inside of you that is attracting these people who can't commit, who are emotionally unavailable, who lie and cheat, whatever? you have issues as well. You have attachment issues. You have abandonment issues because you're so afraid that you're not good enough and you don't love yourself enough. You have low self-esteem. And so you're going to attract people who show up like that for you. Like, the important thing is that if you don't love yourself, you're going to choose people who are not going to love you too, because that's the energy that you're putting out into the world. I don't love me. So that's just sending a signal to people who, okay, I'm going to go over here and I'm not going to love her too. I'm going to treat her the way she feels about herself. And see, like I said, Dr. Wayne Dyer says you attract what you are. And I know that I keep harping on that, but so many people will say, no, I've had people try to go back and forth about that. No, I don't believe that that's true. I don't think you attract what you are, because I'm not this way. I'm a good person. I don't treat people this way. So why am I attracting people who treat me this way? Because you don't love yourself enough. You don't feel like you deserve more than that. So that energy sends that out. That's what you have to understand. It's not about the fact of, well, I'm not like that. You may not actually have those qualities that that person has, but what you're doing is about your energy. It's not about, well, I don't treat people that way. I don't do that. I'm a good person. You may be a good person. That may very well be true. But you have low self-esteem somewhere. You don't love yourself. You don't think you're good enough. And maybe that's because someone's told you that, or someone chose someone else over you, or growing up, you had to compete with other people, whether it was your siblings or, you know, someone in your family, your parents. Maybe they made you feel not good enough, or you felt like you always had to compete for someone's affection, whatever the case may be. So you don't necessarily have to have the same qualities that these people have. It's not about that. But it is about your energy attracting that. If you don't love yourself, you will always attract people who don't love you too, because that's what your energy is signaling to them. That's why your vibrational frequency is so important. And that's why you have to have standards and boundaries. And you have to stick to those, because when you're that way, no one can come in and mess with you. You know what I mean? They can't come in and play with your mind. They can't come in and play with your heart, because you are secure in who you are. And you know that if they leave, you're going to be fine. When you get to that point where love is just something you choose, it's not something you need. Not like that. You know what I mean? You're not needy. You're not desperate. Oh, I got to hold on to this person, but they're treating you like dirt. You have to get to a place where love is something that enhances your life. You can choose to be with someone, or you can be alone, and you can still have plenty of love in your life. So the minute that you say, I'm going to choose to live with this pain of recovery, you're going to get better. You'll be better. But I will say the most important thing that you need to learn in life is to learn how to be alone. Learn how to be with yourself and understand yourself and why you do the things you do. And that's going to require some, you got to do the work. You got to journal. You got to write down things. You got to get your feelings out. And truthfully, it's about looking in the mirror and really seeing who you are. I talk to people and I tell them that all of the time. You have so many people who constantly, anything and everything that goes wrong in their life is someone else's fault. There's so many people who don't take accountability. I mean, they really don't. Everything is someone else's fault. And I constantly have to tell people, no, we're not doing that. You're not going to do that. What you need to do is really stand in front of a mirror and really see who you are. People have to really understand who they are. You have to know who you are. And what I mean by that is, in order to heal, you have to really call yourself out sometimes. You know, if you know that you are a person who does dirt to other people, you know that you constantly lie and cheat on people or trying to deceive people or anything that you're trying to do, you got to be able to stand in the mirror and look at that. Because you can hide that, But you're not going to be able to hide it forever. You have to really say, I'm this person, but I'm willing to change because I don't want to be this person anymore. And until you admit that, nothing's ever going to change. You're never going to be able to truly heal and move forward and be a decent person. Because in your mind, if you just keep telling yourself that there's nothing wrong with what you do, you're just going to continue to get what you get. And people who are like that, they think that they're always getting over on people. They think that they're always getting away with things, but you never truly get away with anything in this life. You don't. All is seen, all is known, and all is heard. And everything done in the dark will eventually come to the light. So you can think all you want, oh, I got over on this person. I did this to this person and they don't know. Now, I get it, you know, in life, people are going to do things and people aren't going to know or people aren't going to find out. And like I said, people get this satisfaction from that. Sometimes that's a, you know, it's an excitement for some people. You know, that's what gives them life to lie and cheat and get away with things that people don't know about. But truthfully, you're never getting away with it because that's why your life is a mess. If you look at those people, though, they're always in some kind of drama or trouble or problems. And the funny thing about it is the very people that they do the worst are the people that they always have to go back to because they need something. There's a reason for that. You always have to go back to the people that you treat the worst. It's like people who date multiple women and things and, you know, the one that loves them the most, that's the one they do the dirtiest. Or we can flip this. It can be, you know, a woman that does a man like that. I don't want to just, you know, it's not just men. It's women too. It's whoever. So, but the person that they do the worst and then they get into trouble for something or whatever and they need people. And they call all of these other people and no one's there, or they need all of these other people. But the very one that they did the worst is the one that they end up calling and needing. And truthfully, that's going to be the person to help, even though they've done them the worst. But see, because that person's not like them, they're going to do it. And that's the right thing to do because you don't want to turn into that person. And I know a lot of times you're like, oh, I don't care. I'm not going to do anything for you. You treat me horribly, but you end up doing it because of who you are. But this is my thing. In order to truly heal, I need for people to hear this and understand it. You've got to be honest about who you are. You can't lie. You can't sugarcoat it. And it's nothing wrong with admitting it because that's the first way you in order to heal, you got to admit it first. You got to admit it. And so many people are afraid to do that. You know what kind of person you are. You know what you do to people. You know that you hurt people, but you don't want to admit it. But if you don't, you will never heal and get better. So learn how to really do the work on yourself before you get with other people. And I think that's been the problem, and that's the issue with a lot of relationships for us all. You know, we're growing up, we've been taught that the goal is just to get married and have a family and nothing wrong with all of these things, but we're not taught anything about, but first, you know, but first get yourself together, figure out who you are, figure out the things you like, the things you don't like, figure out what's acceptable to you and what's not, figure out how you love and how you want to be loved. Figure out any issues that you have and work through those issues first. And then the marriage and the children and the life that you want. See, we're not told any of that. I mean, maybe some people are. And if you have been, then that's wonderful and that's great. I can't speak for everyone. Maybe some people were. But I can tell you, based on all of the people that I've talked to and in my own life, a lot of us, we were not taught but first. But first, that but first is so important. Before you start having children with people, before you get married, figure out who you are. And then you won't go through life feeling so needy. And I need this person to complete me. And this person treats me like
trash, but I love this person, so I need them to stay. And yes, they cheat on me and they're seeing other people, but I love them. So no matter how many times they cheat on me, I'm going to take them back because I love them. You're not in love, darling. You're not in love. You're attached. You're not in love with this person. And even if you are, you're confusing that. Because truthfully, it's not love. A person that loves you does not treat you that way. That's just a simple fact. That person doesn't love you. I mean, I hate to say it, but it's the absolute truth. And you have to face that. Now, they're going to come back, of course, when they get caught and apologize and talk about how much they love you. But they don't. They really don't. Because guess what's going to happen when you take them back? They're going to eventually do it again. And the thing about life is you're going to continue to repeat these cycles. And you're going to continue to choose the same person over and over and over in different bodies until you learn the lesson. And that is the honest God's truth. If you don't learn the lesson, and if you don't get that the reason that you keep getting into the relationship with the same person is because you haven't healed. So you continuously keep sending that signal out to the same person, just in different bodies. So again, what's the key? The key is you. It's always been about you. Everything starts with you. It does. It's about you. This whole time it's been about you. Truthfully, all of your relationships and all the people in your life, everything that happens in your life is a reflection of you. It is. It's a reflection of you and who you are. So if you want the high quality relationships, you want people who know that, okay, this is my standard. And if you cross this, I'm gone. And that means you stick to those boundaries. The minute they screw up, you're out of there. And see, what people try to train you to believe is that, oh, you're running away. You're giving up. See, we've all fell for that. We've all been in that frame of mind where people try to tell you, oh, you're giving up. You're running away. And this is why you get trained to stay in these relationships that are not good for you. Because you've heard, or the person will tell you, oh, you're just running away. You're giving up. No, you're saving yourself. Don't let someone tell you that you're giving up. I'll tell you what you are giving up, though. You're giving up a person who is hurting you and destroying you. That's what you're giving up. But don't you believe that? Those are lies that you have been programmed to believe. You're giving up. You're running away. You know, love is about staying and fighting. Love is about respect. Love is about a person treating you the way that you treat them. I've said before, it's okay to fight for love, but it's not okay for you to fight for someone to love you. There's a difference. So when people say, oh, you don't want to stay, you just run, you don't care, you're not fighting, you don't. No, let me tell you something. That's a way for people to brainwash you into staying and to stay in the foolishness and the craziness. And truthfully, a lot of these relationships, the way that it goes back and forth, that's not love. The things that people do to each other when they're in the relationships, none of that is love. People are so weird about love and it has all of these labels, but all of the things that people do, you look at it, it's not love. When you're constantly saying all kinds of things to each other, negative things, calling each other out of your name and you're fighting all the time and you're cheating on each other all the time. And people will still be like, oh, but that's my baby. That's my bae. That's my boo. That's my whatever. You know what I'm saying? You're going to stay with him. He's mine and I'm going to stick beside him. Come on. Come on. Oh, you heard that term. It's always the ride or die. I'm the ride or die person. I'm going to stay. I'm going to ride till the wheels fall off. Let me tell you something. Stop with all of that. Stop. I saw this meme one time that says, no, I'm not the ride or die kind of chick. I thought you were the type of person who had I'm the type of chick who thought you had yourself together and, you know, things like that. I'm not going to just follow you. I'm not going to ride with you wherever you want to go. You know what I mean? Stop trying to tell yourself for these people. No, I'm down for you. I'm going to ride with you till the wheels fall off. I'm not riding with you anywhere if you are treating me like dirt. Those wheels are going to fall off real soon because I'm not going to stay on. I'm just not. And people have got to stay out of that frame of mind because you're selling yourself short. You're telling a person that no matter what they do, no matter what goes on in the relationship, you're going to stay and you're going to take it. Let me tell you something. If you have standards where you say, this is how I want to be treated, the people who love you and truly want to be with you, they're not going to have any problems with those standards. If they're the quality of person, if they've done the work the same way that you have, those people aren't going to mind those standards to say, look, if you mess up one time, I'm gone. And when you say that, you got to mean it and you got to do it. Because the minute you don't do that, you've lied to them and you've lied to yourself about who you really are. So you need to stick to that if you say that you're going to leave. But see, the thing is, you'll start attracting people like that. You'll start attracting people that will treat you right and they will respect your boundaries. But you got to do the work first. You have to do the work on yourself. I don't care who you are. And we've all had work to do. We've all had work to do. And some people are ready to do theirs and some people are not. But I will tell you, for the ones who are not, you're just going to keep living a life of chaos and drama. And people are going to continue to leave you because they're only going to stay so long. You have to understand that people will love you, but they're only going to love you for so long. And at some point, it's going to have to be a choice. They're going to have to make a choice. They're going to have to say, do I stay and continue to love you and let you hurt me? Or do I leave and do better for myself? So you got to make a choice. Are you going to live with that pain forever? Or are you going to live with the pain of recovery? I know it's not going to feel good. I know you don't want to be alone. I know you're going to sit and think, oh, but if I leave them, they're going to be with someone else. And what is he doing with the other person or she or whatever? And it makes you sad and you don't want to think that. And you think that's another thing that keeps people tied. They're so worried about what's going to happen when they let go. When you let go, let go. Learn to really let go. That means don't sit around and think about what they're doing or who they're with. Because you know what? When you let go, that no longer matters. You drive yourself crazy sitting and thinking over and over. What are they doing? Who are they talking to? Who are they with? Oh, I bet they're treating him better than they treated me. You drive yourself crazy constantly thinking about them. And I get that it's going to happen a little, but you got to just focus. Your focus and the purpose of you being alone is to focus on you. It's to focus on getting better. And never getting into another relationship like that again. That's what it's about. So stop focusing on what they're doing. When you let go, let go. No checking their social media. No checking with their friends or people who know them and checking up to see what they're doing or who they're talking to. Because you drive yourself crazy with all of that. Delete them. Delete pictures, delete all of it. I don't care. Get rid of it so that you're not seeing it every day. Delete old text messages. Don't sit there reading messages over and over and over. Letting go means letting go. That means completely of the person. Because truthfully, the person has shown you who they are. They've shown you that they're not willing to love you right. They don't care about losing you. People who let you go, they don't care. Because truthfully, when you love someone, it's you do whatever you can. You know what I mean? You do the right thing to keep the person in your life. And more importantly, you don't want to hurt them. That's the one thing I know about love. I don't care what anybody says. When you truthfully really love people, you don't want to hurt them. Now, I know people will say, well, people can make mistakes. Yes, you're right. You can. But when you love someone, you try not to. And you make it a habit of not doing it and doing whatever you can. Even if someone made a mistake, if they really love you, they will never do it again. See, that's the thing. People think just because someone comes back to them and says, I'm sorry, and I'm sorry I did it. And they have all of these excuses. That doesn't mean they love you. It just means that they know that they can come back and say whatever they want. And they can get back in. They know how to manipulate. They know how to use you. And unfortunately, you've shown them that they can. I mean, just truthfully, you have to own up to it. You play a part in your own pain. You really do. We all do. You play a part in it by allowing it to continue. So in essence, you're hurting yourself as well. Not only are you letting people hurt you, but you're hurting yourself. And you got to get to a place where you no longer want to hurt yourself. Say, you know what? I'm tired of this because I'm hurting me by allowing you to hurt me. And I'm not going to let you hurt me anymore. Choose you. That's what I'm saying. At the end of the day, between you and that person who constantly and consistently keeps letting you down and breaking your heart, and they're not changing and they're not doing the work, choose you. Choose yourself. Do that, honestly, because you deserve so much more than you're settling for. So from this day forward, you got to decide, are you going to get the surgery? And what I mean by that is, are you going to live with this pain? You know you're hurting. It hurts you every day. And it's getting worse and worse. This relationship is hurting you every day. And it gets worse and worse. It's not getting better. And you think, oh, the longer I'm with them, the better it should get. Or, you know, things should get better. But it doesn't. It just gets worse and worse and worse. They just keep doing more things and more things and more things. Because they know that you're not going to leave. So are you going to live with that back pain? Are you just going to live with that for the rest of your life? Or are you going to say, you know what? I'm going to have the surgery. I'm going to be in recovery and it's going to take a while for me to get better, but I'm going to get better. At least I know that the pain will eventually go away. That's what you have to tell yourself. It's going to go away. And that was an amazing sermon. And it was a wonderful way to put how we deal with life as well, because we will suffer. We will suffer in the name of what we believe is love. But love is none of those things that we're suffering for. You know, we suffer. We accept lies and cheating and, you know, all of these things. Emotional, verbal abuse, all of these things. We accept that as love. It's not a person who talks down to you and is constantly calling you out of your name. All of these things. That's not love. That's not a person that loves you and cares for you and respects you. It's easy. It's simple. Love is none of those things. First, figure out what love is and then apply that love to yourself. Love yourself, because when you start loving yourself, you're going to attract people who love you too. You want to attract those broken people. It's like broken people attract broken people. You really do. You're broken, so you're just attracting these broken people to you, and you want to fix them. You want to help them. But see, what you'll never understand is you can't help anybody else if you haven't fixed yourself. You got to fix yourself first. You can't do anything to help anyone else until you're whole. Just love you. Spend time learning to love yourself. Being alone, you know, learning that you don't have to be scared. Like, enjoy that alone time. You know, take up a new habit. Do something you've always wanted to. Go back to school or start a business. I mean, whatever it is that you want to do, take that time. The time that you're not preoccupied with someone else. Take that time to figure out what you like. What is it that you really want to do? And eventually, the kind of person that you want in your life will start to gravitate to you. They'll find you. So stop being so afraid of being alone. First of all, you're not going to be alone forever. Someone will come into your life. But the thing about it is, even if they don't, that's okay too. Because guess what? You're enough on your own. You are. People don't have to come into your life to complete you. They come into your life to add value to your life. Like, you got to be good on your own. You got to learn how to be good on your own. You do. And then people can come into your life to add value to your life, to make it even better than it already was. Because let me tell you something. If people are in your life and they're not adding to your life, like they're literally just taking from your life, like every day you're mad or sad about something, you're upset about something, you have to be in an argument about something, or you're finding out they're cheating and so you're having to argue with other people, and like all of these things that they're bringing, they're actually subtracting from your life. They're not adding value. Why would you want to keep people like that in your life? Choose you. I'm going to say that again and again. You're important. Your life is important. Don't waste it on people who don't care and people who don't love you. Because truthfully, if you're with someone and they did something and you forgave them, they will do right if they love you. They will never make that mistake again. But if they go and they do it again, trust and believe they don't love you. That's your answer right there. I'm telling you. So stop being this ride or die person, and I'm going to stay until the wheels fall off, and I'm a down chick, and I'm this and I'm that. Get rid of those words. Get those out of your vocabulary. We're not doing that anymore. And same for the guys, whoever you are. Don't be that person. You say, I'm going to ride with you until you show me that I need to get out. That's what I'm going to do. I'll ride with you until then. Because the minute you show me something that is against what I believe or what I want, or you disappoint me, not disappoint, because I know people are going to be like, well, people are going to disappoint you. But I mean, you do something that is truthfully going to hurt me and cause me despair. I'm not riding with you any longer. So I need for you to get those words out of your vocabulary. You've been brainwashed to believe that that's the type of person you need to be. And that's why people just allow people to do all kinds of things to them over and over and over. Because this person has made you believe that if you want to leave, there's something wrong. So you don't really love me then, because you're ready to run. You're ready to leave. You're not staying. You're not fighting. What am I fighting for? For you to go run out and do it again? For you to lie to me, for you to cheat on me? Don't you let these people do that to you. They're doing those things on purpose. They're trying to get you attached to them. They know what they're doing. They're love bombing you. They know the right words to say. They're just people, and they know what to say to get you to stay. They do. And they're going to pretend like they're sorry, and they're going to do the right thing for about a week or a month, like I said, tops. And then they're right back to what they want to do, because they know that you're always going to take it. They know that you're always going to listen and receive it and take them back. People play games. Understand that. And they will play that game with you as long as you will let them. You got to stop it. So are you going to live with the pain forever? Or are you going to live with the pain of recovery? Figure that out. Love yourself. Choose yourself. And you are not responsible for anyone else. You know, sometimes in life, we want to fix other people. We want to help other people. And so you don't want to leave them, because you're like, I don't want to be like everyone else that's left them. I want to stay. I want to be the one. But let me tell you something. You're not the one. There's only one person that can help them. And that's them. They have to want to do the work themselves. You cannot fix someone else. You can't. And I'm pretty sure that anyone who's listening to this, who's tried to fix someone, knows that what I'm saying is the truth. You feel so bad because you don't want to abandon someone. I can't leave them because everyone in their life has always left them. I have to stay. I can get them to change. I can do it. No, you can't. No, you can't. You can't. I'm sorry. I know you may have a big heart. I know you want to love them. I know you want them to change. I know you want the relationship. But you cannot make someone, and you cannot, more importantly, love someone into the person that you want them to be. People just are who they are. And in order to change, they have to be willing to say, I don't want to be this person anymore. I don't want to be the type of person that hurts other people. I don't want to be deceitful. I don't want to be a liar. I don't want to be a cheater. I want to change. And they have to want to change for themselves. They can't want to change for you. They have to do it because they just don't want to be that type of person anymore. Because see, changing for you is not going to, that means that they're only doing it, they're doing it for a reason, not really because they want to. You see what I'm saying? People have to want to change for themselves. But I just need for you to understand that sometimes you're not going to be the one. You're just not. And you have to let go. You think and you hold on and you hold on and you suffer all of this damage because you think you're the one that can change them. It's me. I'm the one. No, you're not. No, you're not. Because if they continuously keep doing it, let me tell you something. If you were the one, they would have already changed. If you were the one, they would have already changed. It would not take this long. It would not be a continuous pattern. They would have already changed. People know what they want. I say that all the time too. People know in your heart, you know what you want. And more importantly, you know what you don't want. So when someone wants you, and if they do something and you say you're going to leave, they're going to do every single thing they can to change, to make themselves better, to keep you so that you don't go anywhere. And if they're not doing that, they don't care if you leave. They just don't. And so you got to stop fooling yourself. You got to stop telling yourself this narrative. See, we romanticize everything when we shouldn't. You got to look at your relationship for what it really is. We've all done that. We look at it for what we want it to be. Well, it's not so bad. I mean, it's not perfect, but what relationship is? See, that's another thing we tell ourselves. See, you tell yourselves all of these things to stay in these relationships that are not good for you. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that anything's ever going to be perfect, but that's just a lie you tell yourself. You think just because you say it's not perfect, but when you're suffering abuse, whether it's mental, physical, emotional, any kind of abuse, and you say, well, but what relationship is perfect? People will actually say things like that. It's not about perfection, but it is about someone treating you with respect and they don't want to hurt you. So stop telling yourself all of these lies to stay, because you're just doing damage to yourself. How many times have you heard that? Or how many times have you said it? Well, it's not perfect, but what relationship is? Relationships are going to have ups and downs. They're going to be, we fool ourselves into believing what relationships should be. Relationships should not be full of any of this crap that we put up with. That's just what we've told ourselves, or someone else has told us and we believed it. Think for yourself. You know what's right. You know how you deserve to be treated. Don't settle for anything less than that. Choose yourself and choose the pain with recovery, because at least you know, yeah, it's going to hurt. You're going to be down for a little bit. Just like if you had the surgery for your back, you're going to have to be down for a little bit. You're going to have to count on other people. So when you leave this person, you may have to, you need your family, your friends or whatever. You need people to pick you up. You're going to need assistance, and you will be down for a little bit. But guess what? Recovery is coming. And one day you're going to feel better, and you're going to feel good, and you're going to be back on your feet. So choose recovery. Have a good one.